Blog Talk Radio.
All right, shalom, shalom, everyone. Let me get some music on here, and I'll be right back.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. A lot of children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall,
shalom, shalom, everybody. How is everybody doing today? Shalom, shalom. Boy, we on the countdown now, man. It's going fast. Jeez. Woo! Shalom, Brother Donnie. You ain't pushed one. What's going on with y'all? Anybody have anything they want to report? Anything you want to talk about? Here you go. Hold on. Let me get him on here. Shalom, Brother Donnie. How you doing?
Shalom, Sister Yain and family. How are you? Ain't nobody worried.
Oh. No. We here
we
now.
Got no, we ain't got, we ain't got, what is it, 21 more days?
21 more. 21, I think 21 or 22. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Mm-hmm. We ain't got too long.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. It's amazing just because of, how we're regaining our courage. We're speaking out now. And even a lot of brothers and sisters that don't know themselves is standing up, man, and they ain't taking it no more. You understand? They're speaking out. And that's only because the Almighty said that he was going to be with us during the time of Joshua. Mm-hmm. He said, man, don't worry, be of good courage, have no, you know, because I'm going to be with you. And now that he's, you know, revealing himself gradually, slowly, you understand, you know, people have been having a little bit more courage to speak out, man. I was looking at some of these newscasters, you know, black newscasters, men and women, you understand, they ain't taking that stuff no more, man. They telling it like it is.
Yeah. Yes, ain't that something?
Yeah.
What a miracle it is. It's just unbelievable. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's something. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You understand? I'm not surprised, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm elated. You understand how we, you know, those are a lot of those brothers and sisters, man. They talking about being here. This is our country and all of that stuff. But they being able to speak up, man. You know, there were so many, you know, during the time, you know, of the slavery era. You understand? It would be 50 of us standing around while that one guy, you know, one European, beat on some brother and nobody went to his aid. You understand? 50 guys. Now, man, you understand? Speaking up, man. You know, we ain't taking it no more, man. I ain't, you know, and I'm so proud of them.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Me too. I am really proud. You know, to just be alive at this time, you know.
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, well, guess what? I got in touch with somebody that one of the vice presidents of the apartment complex, and I left a voicemail and told her what was going on. By the time I got home yesterday, they had fixed the water heater. They getting ready to move me into another apartment.
Okay.
So I think they got it going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, nobody want to be sued. Nobody want to be sued, and I'm glad that you're speaking up for yourself, man. I'm happy with that. You understand?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times, man, we just let that, we'll let them do what they're going to do. If I say something, man, blah, 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 you know, we come up with excuses. We ain't got to come up with no excuse no more, man.
No.
We was in bad shape. Oh. Your apartment got flooded, man. Somebody need to do something about this.
Right. No question. Everybody appalled now. They're like, oh, my gosh, we didn't know this was going on. We've got to get you out of here. We can't have you.
Okay. Well, I know that's right. You know, you can speak up now. You ain't got to be afraid.
Moving in another apartment. They give me a whole new apartment. Like, we're going to move you. We got one coming open right down the way. And we can move you right in that one. It's like, okay.
Well, they going to do the moving? They going to move you?
No, they won't do that. But, I mean, we have to do it ourselves. But it's right down the walk. So, I mean, we don't have to get no truck or do nothing like that with it. So, I got enough grandsons and nephews that'll help that along, you know.
Well, that's great.
Sometimes
they owe you that, man. They owe you that. They owe you to move your apartment, man, and furniture and everything, man. You understand? My stuff got tore up. You understand? You know, I'm uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. So.
Do you watch track and field?
I do not. I don't even have time to watch TV, Brother Donnie. I very rarely do I watch television. I'd be so tired and so busy just trying to get through the rest of the day.
I understand. You know, I'm insulting you.
See,
I'm so retired.
You're living a life of leisure. I still got to get out there and hit that pavement every day, and it's like
I do that. Right.
She's like, man, I said, please don't start, because I'm definitely feel the same way. You know,
everybody
getting tired
of
it. They getting tired, like, ugh.
I understand. I beg your pardon, man, because I sure am. I am enjoying myself.
I bet you are. I know you are.
I ain't got no money now, you understand? But I'm all right, man. You know, I ain't complaining. I mean, I don't have nothing to complain about.
It's a lot. You know, but yeah, you got to go, though. The Bible said man don't work, he shouldn't eat. So, you know, we still got to go.
Yeah, that is correct.
I do what we got to do.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so we're getting closer now. We, you know, we're in the 20s. We're going to be in the teens in a minute, you know.
Yeah.
That's crucial.
That is correct.
Ooh-wee.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the mighty, mighty Yah. For he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
It endures forever. Yes, it does. It endures forever. All praises to the Most High Yah. I just thank him. I never thought we'd get here. You know, I just never thought we'd get here. But we get here one day at a time. A little bit at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, man. You know, because just a couple, I don't know how long we've been on this radio program, but it seems to be about 4 years. But the time went by, if you look back on it, the time went by real fast.
It sure did. It sure did. Man.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. I'm telling you, it's a miracle. You just sit back in shock, like, you know. And you just look at things different. You know, you have a different outlook on everything. Your job, your life, your children, your accomplishments, your goals. You know, all of your plans, it's like, you know, everything kind of takes a different direction.
You're absolutely correct. You understand? You know, you're absolutely correct, you know. Like I said, you know, earlier, you know, at one of our programs, is that only thing that I concern myself with is my children. You understand?
Yeah.
Their head is in the sand.
Well, mine is too, so don't feel bad. Mine is too. I think the Most High is doing that on purpose so we can stay focused. I think the more we stay focused about his business, he'll take care of that down the line. Because mine is too. I think what they think if they ignore it, it's gonna go away.
Yeah, I know that's right. Said,
like,
I understand.
If you don't talk about it, don't mean it ain't going to be here. It ain't going to go away. So
yeah, I know that's right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Me and my daughter was riding in the car yesterday. And she said, hurry up, Mommy. I'm ready to go home. It's hot out here. I can't take it. It's just too hot. And I leaned over. I said, how you going to handle the wilderness if you can't handle the heat? You know what she's saying?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Hold on, brother. Don't I got to let you listen to what she said. She said, you act like we going to be living outside or something. You tripping. I just look at her. I ain't say nothing. I said, we all going to be outside.
I know that's right.
Okay, I'm going to air conditioning. She said, Mommy, you tripping. We can make a house with a tree. I said, okay, have it your way, honey, if you believe that.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Woo!
We're going to have to get busy, man. It's not going to be, you know, I mean, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Our children just don't understand, you understand? My son, my baby boy, you know, he's all into this hip-hop world and all of that, and they filling his head full of nonsense about this is the wilderness, man, you know, and how is that possible? That you know, that, and see, my son growed up in this way, You understand? He was born a Hebrew Israelite for me. You understand? My daughter, my baby girl, in Las Vegas, man. You know, you understand? Ah, man. They need to be here. They need to be on this side of town where all their relatives is. And, you know, my nephews and everybody, man, they got some land. You understand? And they working on the land. You understand? From what they tell me. You understand? One of my nieces is living on the land. She built one of them, you know, little houses. You understand? One of them
log
little
cabin.
Houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand? Mm-hmm. She got one of them. She got electricity coming going in. She got bathroom facilities. She got all of the stuff, man. You understand? I mean, it ain't lavish. You understand?
Right.
You know. But she's living on the land. She goes to work from there, you understand, comes back, you understand. Sometimes she may stay away, you understand, but she's living on the land, you understand. And my daughters and my sons, and I got a few sons and daughters that's living in this area or living in Georgia, you understand what I'm saying? They doing their thing they ain't even thought about, you know.
I already know. She told me I was tripping. She said, "Mama, you tripping."
Okay.
I said, "All right, then. I'm tripping. I ain't even say nothing else. It wasn't no need."
You know, I mean, you know, what you doing? See, I can't talk to my kids. I mean, you know, they ain't hear nothing I say. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't just beat up on them. You understand? Because they ain't listening. I got to accept what they say. You understand? Because I don't know, man. I'm telling you, boy, my kids grow up in the way. You understand? Come on. You understand? They that lack of reading, and you know they don't affiliate themselves with the other Hebrews. You understand? They nephews and stuff, man. Well, my brother, you understand? He was renowned in Israel. Everybody knows him. He used to go around and do little talks. He went to Cincinnati, and he spoke with Alicia, and matter of fact, they paid for his trip there. You know? So his kids. They growed up, you understand, as Hebrew Israelites under his tutelage, and, you know, he didn't allow them to get away from it, you understand. You know, unfortunately, man, I wasn't there all the time, you understand. I got kicked to the curb early.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't like I wasn't there, you know. I mean, they could call them. I called them. I used to take them back and forth to school. You understand? I used to come up with a joke of the day, and you know what I'm saying? I used to take them and pick them up, man, and I'm still working. You understand? So, you know,
right.
It wasn't like that wasn't there at all.
Right. I know. She told me, hold on, she told me I was tripping, okay? Hold on, air code 757, your mic is open, you're on there.
Shalom, I just wanted to let y'all know I got one too. He's stuck in the sand. You don't want to hear nothing I got to say when we talk about the wilderness or whatever was coming. But I told him, I said, look, I'm out of here. I don't mean no harm.
I know that's right.
I'm out of here because you know, we try to reason with them, try to show them, but they don't want to hear it. But I just wanted to say something. I don't know whether you guys, I was looking at the camera the other day, and I'm not into Farrakhan, but I was looking at the caption under the video, and it was talking. So he's going to be talking about Trump, and he was going to be talking about the chariots. That's what got my attention, the chariots. So I wound up listening to the whole speech, and did you realize that he is he was talking about the plagues and everything, and that, you know, if we don't get certain demands, that more plagues will be coming. But you know, the interesting thing that he's asking for, he wants 8 to 10 states out of the union. And I said to myself, I don't mean no harm. I don't care about no 8 to 10 states when we have a whole land map that we can have.
Yeah. That's right.
And he's talking about just He's talking about them being on one side, and then us. We have people that can do this and technology, and that is true. But I don't want any negotiation with 8 to 10 states with them. I mean, really, when we know that we can have much more our own land.
I know that.
So wait a minute, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You saying that he's trying to separate the United States and put the blacks on one side and the whites on the other side?
Yeah, he was talking about that. He wants to take 8 to 10 states. He wants the government to give us 8 to 10 states out of the 50. You know, that they'll be in one area and we'll be in our own area, 8 to 10 states, and we can develop it, you know, our police, our government, our education, our farming, and this and that. And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, you know what that's all about, don't you? You know what that is, right? They try to say, as long as we here, they will not. They trying to save themselves again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then he also talked about the chariots that were waiting. I said,
he talked about the chariots out there waiting.
That's waiting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. He talked about
that.
Yes, ma'am. This was a speech that happened. I think it was on the 21st of July. Somewhere, and he was talking about Trump wanting to be a dictator, and he was talking. I said, oh my God, as we get closer, and you can just see things ramping up, and he talked about the plague. And, I mean, you know, everybody's talking about that because you got to be a complete dummy not to see that something is not right with that. But yes,
well, you know
one
thing.
Who said the chariots? Who said that Trump?
No, Farrakhan was talking about the chariot.
Oh, Farrakhan. Oh, he always coming to you. Oh, yeah.
He was talking about the chariots out there waiting. And, I said, oh, my goodness, it's a lot happening.
Well, you know what happens here, man. See, they try to implement that Quran and mix it in with the scripture, with the Holy Scriptures. And they don't have an exit strategy. They talking about building a nation within a nation. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
See, that's not going to work, man. You know, see, this place is going to be tore up for one thing. You understand?
Right.
The second thing, you understand, we can't live again amongst the heathen. This land is defiled. You understand? I'm
not
talking about all of the murders and the wars that they had here. You understand, all the blood that was shed in this land here, no matter where you go, you understand, it's still, what's the name? Then these people are heathenistic. They're immoral, and they worship other gods. You understand? We can't live amongst them. We have to separate ourselves. We can't separate ourselves in the land of our captivity, period.
And they're not going to let us live here in peace.
But I don't understand where he's going with this one, and he's talking about eight. He will accept 8 to 10 states out of 50.
But guess what?
They're making the majority. Who in the world going for that?
Sis, Farrakhan is not an Israelite. He's not an Israelite.
I know.
So, you know, when you get that information from him, he's thinking from a black people standpoint as a whole. He's always talked about us as a whole people standing up for ourselves. But once you know you're an Israelite, we have an exit strategy that the Most High has already laid out in the Word. Nobody's going to alter that. No man is going to alter that.
Absolutely.
So it don't matter what you say, because ain't no man going to alter that. The Most High's Word is not going to come back void.
That is absolutely correct. And I heard Trump use this word when he was talking about Mueller. He said he's conflicted. And I think that what they're trying to do is implement the Quran in and mix it in with the scripture. And they can't do that, man, because, you understand, it's three different peoples. Shem, Ham, and Yafet. Now, he calls himself, from time to time, I hear him say he's a Hebrew Israelite. No, I hear him talk about Israelite and we the people and this and that and the other. But he ain't read no book. Because if he read the book, you understand, he would know that we cannot be affiliated with these people under no circumstances. You understand?
No, that's right,
I'm taking my money and I'm out the door as soon as I get mine. But I, what I'm going to do, and I say that, now, you know, I say that jokingly, but I'm waiting on the Almighty Yah, and He's not going to let us stay here amongst these folks. You understand?
Nope.
We got to look at the whole story, the whole book. You understand? It said we had to leave Egypt. We wasn't doing too bad. We was under the same subjection as we are today. They were chained with beating our cardio, you understand, coming and going in Egypt too, you understand? And the Almighty called us out of there, you understand, put into the wilderness, you understand, and we had to go from there, you understand? And it's not going to be too much different except for it's going to be on a grander scale. Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, he can talk all day. You know, and it's going to be some people that's going to listen to him. There's going to be some people that's going to follow him. And they're going to, you know, that's the choice they have to make. But the Most High already has our exit strategy planned. I mean, I have much respect for the man. Don't get me wrong. I think that for what he was trying to do, he has been dedicated. You know, everybody listens to him. And, you know, he was doing what he thought was best for us as a people at the time. But knowing that we're the Israelites, we have a totally different exit strategy, and no man is going to change that. No man.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, man. Almighty got it all set up. This is His baby. Like you said, man, I respect him, man, because he was one of the heroes that we had coming up, man.
Trailblazer.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he was a trailblazer, just like Frederick Douglass, all of them folks. You understand? Marcus Garvey, you understand? It was a bunch of them, you understand? But
yeah,
we can't go with Stan here, man. We can't. It's not going to work. I'm going to tell you. But there's going to be people that's going to stick around, you understand? I don't know. I don't know how the Almighty going to do this. But He said that we got to get out of here. We must separate ourselves.
They're going to take some hits if they stay, though. They really are going to be taking some hits. I'm trying to tell you, it's going to get real ugly here.
Yes, it is. You say that again, honey. Yes, absolutely.
Look here. Trump already set it up, man. You understand? We got them white supremacists, them white nationalists. You understand? They already gathering themselves. They gonna turn up in a little while. You understand what I'm saying? Because you understand? Because Trump didn't allow them to have that courage. They got some courage now. You understand? So Trump is standing with them. You understand? You know, it's going to be a mess here in a little bit, man. It ain't going to be too much longer.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am. No, sir. Not at all. That's why we got to stay focused and wait on y'all. Because when he says, I'm coming to get you, you can rest assured I'm coming to get you. You can take that to the bank.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
You take that right on to the bank.
Absolutely. I hear a lot of people talking, man, you understand? And it just lets me know how much reading they do.
They don't understand.
They do not understand. They don't have that. They must be Hamites, because they sure ain't no Hebrew Israelite the way they talking. You understand? And, there's another factor here, too, is these guys became Muslims, you understand, because the Arabs came and got them out of that region where we was, you understand, and brought them into Mecca and made them black folks worship Allah, you understand. They became Muslims, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Muslims, you understand, is not respected in that religion. They're not.
Mm, that's true. That is so true. So we just, you know, they're going to say a lot of things. You're going to hear a lot of things. You know, you're going to hear a lot of things the closer the time gets. You know, everybody's going to try to cash in on it. But the Most High said He coming, and I trust it.
I
done trusted Him this far.
I trust in myself. I believe in every word and know that the Almighty is going to be do what he say he going to do. He going to come get us out this mess. You understand? We cannot live amongst these folk, man. They heathen. This is the modern day Egypt.
Joe is.
And I don't know who he, you know, he just, you know, he listened, you know, Farrakhan, you know, he you know, I respect him. I just like you said, I respect him because he was part of our trailblazers and he did a lot of stuff. And that's all we had to listen to between Malcolm X and him. You understand? You know, they said a lot of things. They helped us to gain our understanding. A lot of our understanding came from Malcolm X and Farrakhan. But, man, you understand, if we stay here, we do. We might as well just go on and hang up, stick our head in the oven.
That's true. He ain't lying. For real.
Go ahead, Sister Yaina.
No. You can go ahead. I'm just saying we done made it this far. We might as well hold on all the way to the end. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He give you an alternative at the end, and everybody be like, oh, that sounds good, but that's not what the word said. The word didn't tell us we was going to stay here and be divided up.
No, I ain't doing that, man. Anyway. You understand? It's so easy for us to, you know, we get fed up then, and once in a we going on the other side of town. You understand? Come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is not even going to be in existence. From what I understand, he says it's going to be a great destruction. So, you understand? You know, this stuff is not going to be in existence. For us to be able to have a choice. We ain't going to have no choice. Our choice better be with the Almighty, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Woo! Lord have mercy. It is something. I'm telling you, we at that point now. We just praise Yah and do what we have
I'm
to do and wait on him because he's coming.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what I should carry. I got my little backpack. And I want to know what I should carry.
My daughter told me, she said, Mom, you tripping. You act like we're going to be outside.
No, that's right.
I just looked over at her and just smiled. I said, Emily, you ain't even having that conversation. I'm going to let that one ride. I'm not even going to go
there. Yeah, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I have plans to go camping when the weather gets a little cooler. So we can, because I've never been camping before, and I need that experience. You know, I just want to know what it's going to be like. So we have some state parks around here, so I'm going to try to hit that about a month or so, just to get the experience, to see what it's like.
You
don't have to be doing that.
I understand perfectly.
I was going to do that, but I said, I don't know. I just let it be my first time. We don't know what y'all might have in store for us. He might have some stuff that we wasn't even expecting. We just don't know. We don't know.
Well, I know, you know, what we know that the Almighty, he said he prepared a place of refuge for us, you understand? We just got to figure out how, you know, you understand? I mean, and, you know, if he did that, then I know. And on top of that, he said he's going to come again. He's going to, you know, the ships of Tarshish and this and that and other. And somebody told me that they're going to have everything that we need on them ships, you understand? So I don't know, you understand? All I got to do is all I know to do is ask the Almighty to forgive me my sin, forgive me from all my iniquities. You understand? And I pray that I be in the mix with everybody. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I make the cut. That's what I'm hoping and praying for. You understand? That's all I got. That's all I can do, man. I don't have no control over this. You understand? This is something that the Almighty has already put in place.
Praise the mighty God.
And I know for sure, man. Go ahead. Don't she?
I said that's all you can say at the end of the day is praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah. That is correct, man. You know, I know he's our God and he's not going to fail us at this late date right now. Oh, no, he ain't going to do that. Mm-hmm.
Nope, not at all. He loves us too much. Not at all. Not at all. All we got to do, ma'am, is just wait on him. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to do because we all want to know in advance what's going to happen. And I need to know where I'm supposed to be at. I'm a person that likes to be organized. I got to know what it is. Well, guess what? Sometimes he don't give us the memo.
No.
We just got to let it do what it does. He'll make it work when the time comes. Everything
Absolutely.
He needs, all we got to do is just trust him. That's all
Absolutely.
Moses told him to do was trust him.
That's
know?
Right. That's all we got. We ain't got nothing else, man. He didn't ask us to. He said he didn't. You know. He didn't say, Yaina, what you think?
No, did.
This is his baby.
Sure is. He don't need
I want your opinion.
No, did. All he told you to do is just be there. It's almost like you're standing on the edge of a cliff. And the next time I said, do you trust me? And you say, yes, yeah, I trust you. He said, do you really trust me? Yes, yeah, I trust you. He said, I'm going to blindfold you, and I want you to walk to the edge of the cliff, and I want you to jump. And you got to trust me to know that I'm not going to let your feet dash against the stone. And all you hear is water rushing up against the rock. And water just hit it. It seemed like it's such a drop. And then the Most High said, okay, now you ready? All right, now drop. And how many people would take the plunge and would just drop? We got to trust him to that degree to know that no matter what happens, he's going to work it out.
Absolutely. We got to have the faith that Abraham had. When the Almighty told Abraham to put his son up on the barbecue spit.
Yep.
He didn't even question him.
Nope. And wait a minute, it didn't stop him until the knife was about to go down. Because he raised
That's
the knife and was getting ready to come down with the knife. And the Most High said, oh, hold up. Oh, don't touch that boy.
Yeah.
He did.
That is correct. Absolutely.
The knife
you understand?
About to
so
come
we got
to
have that kind of faith. We got to have that kind of faith. If we don't have that kind of faith, man, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I know it was difficult for Abraham to even think, you understand, but he said he's going to trust him. He was going to trust the Almighty, and he was going to kill his son just for the Almighty. But, you understand? And so, you understand, that's the faith that I'm trying to gain. If I don't have it already, I'm working on it real bad.
I know. That's like me, too. Me, too. Me, too. Hallelujah. We're going to get there,
Hallelujah.
Everybody. I promise we're going to get there. All we got to do is keep encouraging one another and getting ready for this thing, you know, because with your eyes closed, you're just going to have to say, I trust you. I can't do nothing. There ain't nowhere else to go. I can't. We know what's going to happen if we stay here. And, of course, the sun's going to shine and the birds going to sing and it's going to be annoying. But all hell is going to break loose to the point where it's going to be an ugly situation.
That is correct.
I seen a billboard in my city about our college here. We got a Catholic college here. It's called Xavier. And on the billboard, the young man was like, I chose to go to Xavier University only because it's a Jesuit school. I'm like, excuse me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And they get amped up. They get ready. Because it's going to be worse than the Inquisition that they had back in the day when they was killing people because they was free-thinking people. He said it's going to be a day that has never been nor ever will be.
That is correct. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You understand? I know it's difficult, man. You understand? We think we're going to bounce back. And everything's going to be all right, man. We just got to hold on. What we need to hold on is to the understanding that the Almighty left on record, man, for us to live by. And that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else, man. Not a thing else.
Nope.
You know?
Nope. I think we got Brother Mikhail on here. Brother Mikhail, you on here? Push one, or Sister Leah, one of them is on here from the United Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they, I guess they're just listening. But yeah, it's been a, it's going to be a very interesting time, you know, and not just for America, but everybody else that's around the world that wanted to. But it's going to be a big. I was thinking about that on the way home today. The Most I said, you think it was something when it was Egypt. He said, watch what I do this time.
That is correct. That is correct. Absolutely. You ain't gonna have no, you don't even have to think about Egypt no more. You're gonna have to be thinking about what I did to this to bring my people back. You understand?
Yeah. Yes. Hold on, I push one. Hold on. All right, shalom, shalom. Who is this, Brother Mikhail or Sister Aaliyah?
It's Sister Honey. Shalom, Sister Yanina and Brenda Donay.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom.
How are you,
how
on?
You feeling?
I am getting better. I'm feeling much stronger and getting there, I have the Most High is really good. I've been praying and just resting because I've sold my house. I am moving and that's been very stressful on me, very, very stressful. I knew I had so many things. I didn't know I had goodness, it's crazy. So I am in the midst of packing and then looking for a new property. So it's really, you know, I give the Most High, you know, thanks for the strength that He has given me, that I can now go out looking for a new property. Yeah.
Just hold on, sister, man. If things is going to be all right. Trust in the Almighty. You understand? He's going to make it all right. He carried you this far.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, where I am living here now for like 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And because I moved out of London over 25 years ago. I love the country. So I'm living in the country. So since I moved where I am, when I came here, I was really the only black person. Then there's another Asian lady somewhere around. So, you know, when I came here, you know, I straight away, I knew that there was a racist man that was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew it, and I kept my distance. And not long after I moved in, he moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And
my
car was parked. He didn't like me. He just was racist, and I knew it. And my car, I saw one at my car was had a long scratch on it, and I just knew. Mm-hmm. I just knew that it was that man. But I just let it pass by. Anyway, he moved out not very long after I came, and across the road from me is an elderly man lived there. Never spoken to him for 17 years. Never. Few weeks ago, one of my friends came here to help me pack. So my car was by my son in my son's garage for about five, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So when my friend came, she forgets my house because she normally marked my house by my car.
Mm-hmm.
So the car wasn't there. So she saw the elderly, she saw the elderly man, and she said, excuse me, do you know someone living here by the name of G?
Mm-hmm.
He said to her, oh, you mean the darky like you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? Because I was in my bed. I was still in my nightie because my friend didn't text me that she was coming. So when I hear my doorbell ring, I opened the window so that it was my friend. So I just went down in my nightie. And she said, guess what? I asked him for you. And he says, oh, you mean the darky that is like you? I said, what? I said, he is just... picking on the very wrong person around here. Because I've warned them around here, listen, just don't even bother with me because you lot don't even want to hear my mouth around here. I told them. And I get on with everybody. I said, I'm not having it. I said, it's the wrong person he's dealing with today. So I just pushed her aside and I went outside in my
nightie.
I went outside and I was going over to his house. But by the time I get outside in the front of my garden in my nightie, I saw him. And I said, what did you say? Doc, I want my mouth filled. I said, what? I said, are you joking? And he went, oh. And he clasped his hand like he was going to pray. I am sorry. I am so sorry. And I just walked away. You know, he's 90 years old. And I was going to fill in him with some serious history of this country.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what? I may kill this man. And I was going to say to him, one of the things that I was going to say to him, listen, you may have some dark in you because your ancestors were mine.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Your ancestors. Yeah, your ancestors are mine because I've got family in Jamaica and America that looks like white people.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So, you're talking about darkies just like you. Ain't that nothing?
Yeah, just like you. And I thought, I'm not having it. And I'm so sorry. I am sorry. Then I realized, you know what? You are 90 years old. I'm not going to bother with you or be guilty of giving you
no
a heart attack.
Nope.
Because
nope. It's bred in him, and it ain't going to do no good.
Shake.
Well, you know, see, one thing that we standing up now. We got courage now. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
A while back, we wouldn't have had that courage. You wouldn't have said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have let it go. But you let that man know that you still that you got some courage. You can talk to him like that. You understand?
Oh,
you can bring
yes.
it up. You understand?
Oh,
you know? So that's because the Almighty is giving us the courage back. Hallelujah.
He's very lucky because one time I wouldn't have said anything. I would just slap him down. That's how it was with me because I'm not an easy person. I don't take things, you know. For me, I refuse. I said to my children, I said, I personally refuse. I'm not taking it from them. No way.
No.
I know that.
Hallelujah.
When I told my son goes, oh dear, Mom, what did you do?
Yeah, I know that's right.
He said, oh, Mom, please, Mom, please keep it down. Please don't say it. I said, no, I'm not having it, no.
I
mean, they're getting so fierce. They're getting so fierce these days since this Brexit. Since the Brexit, oh my goodness. Since Brexit, because that's what was the Brexit was about. It was about getting rid of people. That's what it was about. And it backfired on them. You know?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that Brexit thing. What is that about?
Yeah.
You understand? What are they talking about? What is why they want to break away? What do they mean they want to break away? What is it all about? I hear them talking, but I don't know the circumstances around that. Hallelujah.
Yeah, they want to come out of the European Union and to what they're saying. Yes, we want to have a relationship with the European Union, but we no longer want to be a part of them because being a part of the European Union, they're also, you know, told what to do and all the because the thing is what they didn't realize with this Brexit when it first came out, it was a racist thing about getting rid of people, okay, and they had that vote, and all the racist people vote and said, yes, come out of Brexit. And they thought it was going to be easy. And when Cameron did it, they thought it wouldn't, you know, that people would vote and said stay in, you know. But when the vote happened, people said, yes, we want to come out because they want to get rid of people of color and all the other Europeans, you know, they want to be pure British, which there is no such thing as a pure British, you know. But that's what they believe. Many years ago, when I was at college, a white Englishman said to me and another black lady, he said, listen to me, let no English person tell you that they are pure English. You haven't got it right here. He said, there are no such thing as a pure white person. Okay?
I understand.
So did they come
out of Brexit? Did they come out of it?
No, of over 3 years, because now we have a new prime minister.
So they're going to try it again?
Yes, Theresa May stepped down the 22nd of this month. And have you heard of Boris Johnson? Oh, my. Oh. We've now got a Trump over here. It's Boris Trump.
Let me ask a question here. Do you think that they respected Theresa May as being the prime minister?
No.
I think that's the reason why she was having so much problems.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, haven't they had Thatcher and then her? Has there been any other women other than Margaret Thatcher and her?
No. They see her as weak, okay?
Yeah.
Even Macron has been very rude to her.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump himself had said some things about her as well. So she was not respected, and they saw her as weak. So for 3 years, she's been in negotiation, and nothing happened. So they had a vote now, and they put Boris Johnson in. And then Boris Johnson is the one that Trump wanted to be in. They are best friend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
They are best friend. They've got a picture going around here showing Trump and Boris as twins dressed into little short pants as twins.
Man, oh man.
So let me ask you this question. When Queen Elizabeth passes away, who do you think is going to take her place? Do you think Charles is going to take it, or are they going to give it to William?
You know something? I just believe it's going to be William.
Yeah.
Who is the oldest?
Charles is his father. Charles is the father, so he's in. How old is Charles? He's in his 70s. Is he in his 60s? His late 60s?
In his 70s.
Yeah. See, he's kind of old to take the throne.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. I think so. I just believe that Charles is going to pass it to William, because William is now really in the forefront. He's now doing a lot of stuff for the Queen, on behalf of the Queen. He's really in the forefront.
Yes, Charles is 70 years old. He's 70 years old. This year he will be 71 on November 14th. Wow, he's
kind of
old.
I think it will pass to William. I don't know why. I've always believed that from a long, long time. I just have a feeling that he's gonna pass this authority, this whatever, this kingship, to William. And it's as if he's been groomed for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's
taking on.
Yeah.
Queen is now giving him more thing to do on her behalf. You know,
she's been around a long time.
Oh my days, and her husband. Oh goodness, because remember the husband said when he died he wanted to come back as a plague,
virus. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. But you don't see him that much anymore. Is he well, or he's just old? And
yeah, he's old. He had some operation, and he was in a car accident. Last year it was in a car accident, and so you know, he's just, you know, he's not out much these days. He's not out much at all. Mm-hmm. You know,
Well, that's gonna be a change when that happens. That's gonna be a serious change of the guard, man. That's gonna really be serious.
It really is, you know. But to me, you know, things are hotting up all over. Mm-hmm. Everything is coming together. Everything is hotting
ma'am.
Up. You know.
Yes, ma'am.
My friend rang me. Just, can I ask you?
Mm-hmm. Sister, can I ask you a question? What is the feeling like over there? Are the people tired of the monarchy? Are they tired of funding these people? What's the feeling like over there?
Yes, yeah, a lot. Trust me, a lot of people over here, they're not interested in the monarchy at all. They're saying that it's time for it to go. Lots and lots.
Guess what? It ain't going nowhere.
It's not going anywhere. But definitely, mm-hmm. she will be the last. She will be the last queen.
She will be the last queen.
Yeah, a lot of people. And I mean, even now with Meghan Markle, I mean, people are complaining. Oh my goodness, they complain every day. I was speaking to someone a couple of weeks ago, a white man, and he hates her too. I couldn't believe what he said. He stood there before me and another black gentleman, and he said, she needs a bullet in her head.
Wow.
And that's how much he hates her. And I thought, my goodness.
Well,
and
guess
I
what?
Thought,
they won't get close enough to do it. They won't get close enough to do nothing to her, because really, by right, she is a Caucasian girl. She is. She is a Caucasian girl. She just has colored skin. And if they knew that, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand. But anyway, they're not going to get close enough to do nothing to her.
She's in the paper most days. There's always something. And why won't you guys just leave the lady alone? Let her live her life. But you got to admit,
she is suspect now. I mean, she got some stuff with her now. She is suspect. I said she's not squeaky clean now. She was born for that. She was picked for that for a reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let her be and do what it is that she has to do and call it a day. Because they're not going to be able to do anything to change it. They can't change that.
No.
And see, what people don't realize is the Most High has set the monarchies in the earth to be in the earth for a reason. And people, just because people feel like they don't want to deal with it, you can't change it.
That's right. Even with Trump right now, with the things that he's saying, you know, about our people, I'm saying, you know, he has to say what he's going to say. I said to my friend this morning, she rang me, and we were talking. Well, first of all, she rang me, and I just woke up, and she rang me. And it's as if she was coming through my phone. She was excited. She said, oh, it's only, 20 days or 21 days leave. And she was excited. She said, I am ready. And I listened to her, and I thought, oh, my days. I can't wait. And we got talking. And I said, you know, No one know what the Most High is doing with Trump. Maybe he will get a second term, and maybe it's under him that things is going to happen. Maybe one day here he says, listen, African-American, if you want to go, I'll provide the ship and the plane and the whatever.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know. That's right. We don't know.
But all we know is going to happen.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I just want to read a scripture that was on my mind. Just a couple of verses. It's a verse. And it's from Romans 9, verse 28. And it says, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
Because a short work
will the Most I do up on the earth.
Yes, he will.
And I am telling you, I believe he's a quick work after this 400 years.
Girl.
I just believe it with every fiber of my being. That it's not going to be long, because as you said, the word said, his words will not return unto him void. And for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
Yes, he will.
That word will not return, because he has started a work. He has started the work. He has sent us into captivity. And when that 400 years is up, I believe it's not gonna be long. That's just my thought. I just believe it's not gonna be long.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's right around the corner here. It ain't too far off. I'm telling you.
So ain't. No. Yeah, we have made it thus far. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
And then you think about it, everybody's getting excited all over the world.
Yes.
And all of us that know is getting excited all over the world. The Most High sees all of this.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I heat it, I sleep it, I drink it every hour of the day. Fiber of my being. I am possessed with it. I am filled with it. And when I tell people, I don't care who don't want to believe, who want to laugh at me and tell me that we have done it in Egypt, that's a lie. It was not done. That means Deuteronomy 28 and 68 is wrong.
That's right.
Okay? If that was fulfilled in Egypt, that means the scripture, something has gone wrong in Deuteronomy 28:68.
Well, Egypt just means bondage. That's all that means. Deuteronomy 28:68 means that he's sending us again into bondage. It doesn't
mean
we're going back to Egypt again. So, you know, it is what it says it is, and we out of here because we've done our 400. We've done it. That's right.
That's right. And we are in bondage. That's where we are. And he's going to come and get us. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. I am so ready.
You should have told that man that was talking about Meghan Markle, say, honey, you're going to have it all to yourself. You can have all of this to yourself in due season, in a little bit.
But this man, I know he's a racist man, and I know him now for about 7 years, because I've got what we have over here. We've got like what they've called an allotment.
Mm-hmm.
Allotment.
And what that is, we get you know from the council, but the borough councils, we get a plot of land that you rent, and you do your planting. So I plant my food. I plant on my cabbage, on my greens, on my potatoes, my everything. I corn, sweet corn and peas, pumpkin, everything. And that's where at, I met him down there, and from the first day I saw him, he is just but he wouldn't dare, he just wouldn't dare come to me. No, they know better than that. Not having it. No. Why should we?
Wow.
I mean, we've been through enough. Haven't we been through
That's
enough
true.
With these people?
That's true. Yes, we have. Yeah, I know I have.
They've looked down on us as nothing. I mean, in this right now, okay, because of the wind rush, what Theresa May did with this country, who built this country, right?
That's
they
good.
Had what is called liquid gold, and that
okay.
was the cane sugar from the West Indies. I came here when I was only 13. I'm in my 60s now.
Mm-hmm.
I came here, and I knew more about British history than our history. So everything over here, it was done from the Caribbean. The sugar and stuff built this country.
Yes, ma'am.
The University of Glasgow. It was in the newspaper a couple months ago, where they're thinking now about giving Jamaica reparation because it was so many people from Jamaica, slaves and the sugar and the work that built the university. And now it was in the newspaper. Now they're talking about reparation.
Everywhere we went, we built it up.
Everywhere we went. And we get no pay. We got no pay.
And we invented 88% of the things that we use.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But guess what, Brother Donnell, they can have it. I'm ready to go. They can have it.
Me too.
I'm fierce. I am not joking.
Me too. I'm ready to go myself. I'm waiting on the Almighty. That's all I'm waiting on. You understand? He's going to give us a sign. Just like he opened up our eyes to who we are, he's going to give us a sign to let us know when we got to get out of here, how we going to get out of here.
Right.
I think that, you know, like we said the other day, you understand, Mikhail going to come and get us from the clefts of the rock, you understand,
and the
bull rushes by the running waters. You understand? He gonna come and get us, man. I don't have no doubt in my mind. You understand?
Right.
How could he bring us this far and then he don't do what he say he gonna do? That's not the God
that's
I serve.
That's right.
He cannot lie. So guess what? He got honor that word, and I believe he will. I really do.
Yeah. Not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent.
He should repent.
That's right.
That's what the word says. I'm going with him. I'm going to follow him. I don't follow everybody else. I don't listen to everybody else. I'm going to follow y'all. Because you know what? Everybody's talking about it now. I was listening to one of them little brothers of the church. He got a little talk show. He's talking about the law and following the law and the high holy days and the Sabbath day. Everybody listening. Believe me, them people is listening. They got one foot in the church and one foot out, and they teeter-tottering, but they listening to what we're talking about. You better believe they are.
I told you that Christian stuff was just a hole in place. You understand?
Place.
A lot of my brothers and sisters gonna be woken up out of that place right there.
Right.
It's gonna be a lot of them that stay, but it's gonna be a lot of them that come out of those places.
Hallelujah. Because he knew exactly where he put us. Because as a people, we are in every religion on planet Earth.
Every religion.
That is correct.
And guess what?
And he knows where we are.
You know what happened?
They sprinkle in sage, and they lighting candles, and they doing all kind of witchcraft over here in the church. Now, yes, yes.
It's a big thing now with sage. They putting sage down on the floors and stuff. Witchcraft.
Well, you know, see, you gotta understand. You gotta understand, man. When we came, when they brought us here, you understand, we were searching for the salvation of the Almighty. So we took up along with all of those religions and stuff like that, man, thinking that that was our connection to the Creator. You understand? That's all that is. And now that we are finding out that we didn't have to go through all of that, you understand? A lot of our brothers and sisters is waking up. The gathering is about to really happen.
We are a spiritual people. Spiritual people.
That is absolutely correct.
No.
Remember, you got to understand, when we read that book, we got to try to, we got to put ourselves in the place, you understand, in Almighty. He said that he made us from the dust of the earth. That's organic.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said he put his understanding. He breathed the breath of life within us. You understand? Gave us his spirit and his understanding. We have a connection to the Almighty nobody got.
That's right. Praise God.
And guess what? Some of the white people listening too, like, when y'all leave, we leaving with y'all.
Exactly.
It's some. They listen like, I ain't staying here neither. You ain't saying nothing. They watching with one eyebrow raised, like, man, when you're over
here.
You ain't leaving me.
It's funny that you say that. I told my neighbor, my white neighbor, cause, you know, we do get on. I was told that she was racist when I came here, but we got on, and I remember one day they said they would never mess with me. So we do get on, you know. So I told her a couple of weeks ago, you know, that I'm leaving. She started to cry. She was weeping.
What?
And she. She was weeping. She says, I don't want you to go. And she held me. And she was just crying. She says, I don't want you to go.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Whether she's racist or not, I'm here 17 years. And they came over. They borrowed money. They borrowed sugar. They want this. They want that. They want that. And I give and give and give until I have to cut off the money part. I have to stop that.
Right.
I know that.
it's becoming an habit. So I stop that. If they want food or something like that, anything, I'll give it. I've never borrowed anything from them because my mom taught me well.
I know that. Right.
Hallelujah.
I know that.
If my mom see me doing certain. Now she just get up to her grave and come and slap me and go back to her grave and lay down.
Hallelujah.
So how is Mikhail and everybody doing? How are they doing?
Oh, he's doing okay. It's funny. I usually see him every day because we don't live too far from each other, and for about 6 weeks I have not heard from him. Because I know what happened. He's quite busy with the Windrush.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all over. He's all over because it's over a million people that has to be registered and get their citizenship and get their payout because many has lost houses. Many were sent back home. Many lost their jobs. Many couldn't get hospital treatment. Loads. So he's all over the country. But I am please asking you to remember him in your prayers. And sister.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, most
Please remember. Please remember them. I spoke to him today for about 3 hours. He was on a 5-hour drive coming back from where he went to get some people sorted out. And I spoke to him all the way. And he hasn't been well either. So, but, you know, apart from that, he's doing okay. Mm-hmm. We always, talk and encourage each other, you know. So, you know what I want to ask? Yeah, it's just a quick question. I'm trying to figure it out, and I know the Bible doesn't contradict itself. When the scripture said that all Israel will be saved, but yet mm-hmm. the scripture says it's a remnant that's going to make it.
That's what they're talking about. The people of the remnant are going to be saved out of it. Not all everybody, because there's going to be 2/3 of people, man, that's not going to accept the laws, the statutes, and the commandments that the Almighty set aside. You understand? So it's just talking about the remnant. It ain't talking about everybody.
It's a scripture that says all Israel will be saved.
Well, it's like this. There's some scripture that says that not one of Israel will be left behind. Now, the way I see that is that we're going to go into the wilderness in waves. The first wave will go through, and then, you know, the other people that don't go through at first, you know, they will give an opportunity. They'll be given an opportunity to go through. And then the last wave, the angels are going to come and get them, and some people are going to bring them over into the wilderness area. But you got to understand, that's only a 3.5-year period. Now, once we get over there, that's where the cut's going to be made.
Right.
And it's only going to be a remnant that's going to make it from there. It's only going to be 1/3 that's going to make it out of that.
You
know? Because he said not one would be left behind. Not one is going to be left behind. He said he's going to gather us one by one. But they're going to go through so much hell if they stay behind that by the time that second opportunity comes for them to leave, they're going to come weeping, crying. You know, because they stay behind. So that's how I see it. I don't really, some of those scriptures you really don't know until you get to Yah and ask him how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
You just really don't know. You know,
that's why
I encourage everybody to be on the first wave. You know, if you have to drag grandma, put her on the wheelchair and push her butt up on that boat and get out of here.
Yeah, definitely.
But,
you know,
I got a question
about that. Isn't it that says something about the beheading? Is that some of the people that don't leave? Is that their fate? I mean, can you explain that, go into detail on that, if you don't mind?
I don't really. I'm going to put it to you like this. When it comes to the people that stay, because if you go to Revelation chapter 12, let me go there real quick, because that kind of says it all. Let me go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12, because this is a really good scripture to be able to put it in perspective to me. But, I mean, you know, everybody has their own ones that they use. But Revelation chapter 12, we're going to go down to let's go down to verse 9. Let me see. And I will carry blood, therefore, we show it to them. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go to verse 12. It says, therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. So we know the woman is Israel. And to the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, that's one, and times with an S, that's 2, and a half a time, which is 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent. Watch what it says. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Now, we know that when you talk about water and you talk about flood, that's people, and it's usually army.
People.
So watch what
yeah.
it says. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Now, watch. This is very important. It says, and the dragon was wroth, which means angry, with the woman, and
mm-hmm.
went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of Yah, that's the non-Messianic, and has the testimony of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, and that's the Messianic. So if you don't make it in the wilderness, he's going to make war with you if you left behind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, this is the million-dollar question. This is where I have a controversy at. And I don't really want to do this here, but I want to say this. The issue is this. When we go back to our land, when I say our land, I don't mean Israel. When we go
mm-hmm.
back to our land, I think that there's a possibility that we're going to be taken back to the land, like the Bible said, that was brought back with the sword. I think we'll go there first because we're going to leave with great wealth and substance. And the Bible said that we're going to be, I talked about that, the city without walls, and we're going to be, it's a YouTube clip out there. Go through the YouTube clip because they're out there, that we're going to have great wealth. We're going to have cattle. We're going to have gold, we're going to have silver, and we are going to be in a place by ourselves coexisting with each other. And then Russia is going
right.
to look to see us, and the Most High is going
right.
to put it in his heart to come against us.
Right. I remember that.
So,
I remember that teaching. Yeah.
So I believe that either we're going to do that first, or we're going to either we're going to do that first or the wilderness first, but however he does it, when it's time comes for us to leave and go back home, just go back home. Because I don't want anybody to say, well, y'all, Annie, you said it's going to happen. Nobody knows for sure which one is going to come
right.
first.
That's right.
And I'm going to study that and try to see. But it says that we're going to be in a city without walls, and we're going to
yeah.
be dwelling safely in that land. And then mm-hmm. the Medes are going to look at us, and the Most High is going to put it in their heart to come against us, and that's when he's going to come against them.
Ain't the city without walls the wilderness?
I don't know, Brother Donnie. Because it can't be the wilderness because they can't get in the wilderness. Once we go in the wilderness, the angels are there to protect us, and they can't get in there.
If you go to Yoel, it talks about what does it say? It says I lost my train of thought, man. But it's in Yoel where it talks about that he's going to plead for his peoples. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to plead with those folks that's going to fall on us. You understand what I'm saying? And they're going to be in the valley of Jehoshaphat. That's what it is. You understand?
And see, that's a whole other issue.
That's in the same vein. You understand?
I know.
Because we're going to be in the wilderness at that time. Go ahead.
But you got to look at it like this. The wilderness is only 3.5 years. The wilderness is at the complete end of the Gentile reign. There are so many other things that the Gentile has to complete first before we get to the end of that part. The wilderness is last journey. We won't go nowhere else once we go to wilderness because that's where the cut is going to be made. But you got to look at it like this. The Gentiles, they have to take over. The European Union has to take over according to Daniel. The man of perdition
right.
is going to have to be revealed according to Daniel.
That's right.
He's going to have to move from the Vatican over into the promised land between the two mountains, and his palace is going to have to be over there. The temple's got to be built, and they're going to have to start the sacrifice up. And then when he steps in the temple and professes himself to be Yah, that's when we're supposed to flee to the wilderness.
Well, we'll have to see all of this transpire, but I don't see it that way. But that's fine. You understand? I don't have no control over none of it. So I'm just going by what I understand. But that's all right.
Right.
And I'm not.
And that's why I said we just have to wait and see. And when the time comes, get on the boat.
That is correct.
And I think that's where the beheaded, when the man of sin is revealed in those times, and something to do with the mark, and if you don't accept the mark, you can be beheaded.
I read something
where Obama, before he left office, he ordered something like 30,000 guillotines. And I watched some stuff on YouTube where loads of Walmart over there was closed down and turned into, well, apparently, one of the workers in Walmart, he went in at a part and on his phone he did some filming. And they've got some weird stuff in there, like machines. They've got machines. They've got, like, guillotines down the bottom. And he did a film of it. I think they've taken it off YouTube now.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
And they had guards outside the Walmart. So I think that's where the bearded comes in during that time of the Antichrist.
Yeah, because the one world government has to come into play. The enemy gets 3.5 years to rule his government, and the one world government has to come into play. So all of this is leading up to that 3.5 year period. But we're going to be home before that 3.5 year period, I believe, kicks into motion. He's going to take us, because he said we will be dwelling on the land that was bought back from the sword. So there's going to be a war, and somebody is going to designate some land for us to actually go back to that is a part of our land, but it's not in Jerusalem, because we won't be in Jerusalem at all. Matter of fact, the ones that's in Jerusalem going to have to come out of there, because all hell's going to be
right
loose in Jerusalem.
That's right, because no Israelite, no true Israelite should be there right now.
No, no.
Absolutely.
You know, but
absolutely.
The thing is, once they make a way for us to go home, let's go home. We're on our way back to where we came from, and that's not Ghana.
Oh, no, it's not Ghana.
So,
but we came through Ghana, and we're supposed to go back the same way.
We can go back through there as long as we don't stop.
Say that again?
I said we can go back through there just so long as we don't stop.
No, I don't know about that. I know that we came through Ghana. I mean, Ghana was, we came, they got us from Ghana. You understand?
Right.
Now, in order for us to go back the way we came, you understand, we're going to have to go down by that Nile River all the way up through there, you understand, and back across into the land, the wilderness.
I have no problem with that.
We were in Ghana. They came, got us out of Ghana.
At the Guyana, long as we wave at them and we don't stop, I'm good. I said, long as we waving at them from the boat and the boat don't stop, we can go through Ghana. I don't have no problem with that. I have no intention.
I think that you really don't understand is that we cohabitated with those folks in Africa.
I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that as long as we keep on moving.
We sired children. We sired children. Okay.
I understand that. I understand that. But it's time to move forward.
You know, brother that I told you went over there to Ghana, and now he's African, he doesn't understand that it was 1,000 years before they came, got us out of Ghana, and we sired children over there. So the peoples that he might have come affiliated with, you understand, even the DNA test and all of that stuff, you understand, could be as much Hebrew Israelite, you understand, because we were in that region in that day and time. Dan was there. Asher was there. Naphtali, Zebulun, all of those nations was in Ghana.
I believe. I do. I believe.
Well, Well, Sister Yaina, on the boat, if I am standing beside you, I just ask the captain to drop you off.
Right.
Don't drop me off nowhere. I'm not getting out. I will be fighting, kicking, and screaming like, ah, I'm going home.
Oh, no, okay. No, so, Sister Yaina, okay. Say we go on the ships, right? Where are we? Are we? Is that when we're going to the wilderness?
Huh?
We're going to be dropped off in Africa. That's where we're going to be dropped off at.
No,
and we're going to have to walk.
The Most High didn't say that. That is not what he said.
What did he say?
He didn't say we had to walk, Brother Donia.
What?
He said we had to walk until
we're getting into the wilderness. We're going to have to go down the holy highway.
Okay, well, we'll see. I hope not. I hope we don't have to
Ain't
walk.
Ain't that what it says? It says we're going to have to go down the holy highway in order to get to the wilderness. And I see now, you know, I don't know the verse and the who said it and that session, but we know that it's written in the scriptures that we're going to have to go down that holy highway. You understand? And in the course of that, we're going to be able to eat from the trees, you understand, that were set up for us to have nourishment in order to make it to the wilderness. Now, what do they call that? You understand? Paraphrase. I'm paraphrasing because I can't give you verbatim, but that's what it sounds like to me. Hallelujah.
Okay. But, brother, Donia, I don't understand. See, if we're getting off, okay, we're on the ship, we're going to be docking somewhere, right? I'm assuming we're docking somewhere. And then
don't even get yourself through it. We just have to wait and see when we get there.
Yeah, because you can't take no ship to the wilderness of Zin.
To the wilderness.
You understand?
Right.
We can't take no ship there. We're gonna have to do some walking. We're gonna have to go.
I believe that.
Look here. Even some of us say that.
Brother Donia, either that or they're gonna provide some kind of transportation for us.
I'm not sure.
I meant like what you know. You know, something like
that. Some people say that we gonna a lot of our brothers and sisters gonna fly, you know, and all of that. So we don't know that, but I know that it says that we got to go down the holy highway. You understand?
Right.
And you know, and the grapes is gonna be so big, it's gonna take two people to carry a bunch. You understand? That's going to sustain us. You understand? Until we get to the wilderness where we're going to have to. Now it says, when you say 3.5 years, I just don't see what that says. When you explain that, I don't see that. I see 2.5 years because it says 1 year. Another year and then a half a year. Half a year means 2.5 to me.
It says time. That's
time.
One.
Go ahead.
And then it says times with an S. That's more than one. That's two. And then a half a time. And then guess what? It spells it out again where it says 1,000 some odd days. That's 3.5 years. So all through the scripture it says 3.5 years.
But yes. you said time. Hold on. Here's what you said. Time, times, and a half a time. That doesn't say 3 years.
Google it. Put it in your Google. Put it in your Google.
Yeah, but does that say 3 years? How could that say 3 years? How could that possibly say 3 years?
It's 3.5 years. It's 3.5 years.
But how could that say 3.5 years when you only mentioned 2 years? You mentioned 2 years and then you said a half a year.
Sister Afion, go ahead. Your mic is on the air. You want to try to explain it to him?
Please.
No, because I actually agree with Brother Donia about that.
Oh, my God.
I just can't. I've said it before. I just cannot see. I see the time and the half of time, but that times with the S is something. Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
Okay, well, let me help you all out because it's more than
Please.
One. Let me help you all out real quick. Hold on. Let me get it together. All right, let's see. 3.5 years, the wilderness of the people. Hold on. Let me get it together because I got to find out the times. Hold on just a minute. 3.5 years Bible research. It's mentioned the time once. Okay, it says there are many scriptures that refer to a 3.5 year prophecy yet to be fulfilled. 3.5 years are mentioned on many different ways. In Revelations 12:14, 3.5 years are mentioned as a time, which is 1 year, times, which is 2 years, and a half a time, which is a half a year. In Revelations 12:6, 3.5 years are mentioned as 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. And then it's mentioned in Revelations 11:2 that it's 42 months, and 42 months equals 3.5 years.
Okay, that, you know, I understand what you're saying here, but when you say time and then you say a half a time, that cannot be 3.5 years. That's what I'm talking about.
Guess
I
what?
Might say
that
something else down the road.
I'm going to tell you like this. We'll wait and see. We'll just wait and see. Because it's there.
But you can't make 2.5 years. You can't make 3.5 years out of time and a half a time.
Brother Donia, 42 months is 3.5 years. That's talking about the wilderness.
Yeah, but that might be true. But what you're saying.
1,260 days. It's 3.5 years, which is still talking about the wilderness. It's just put
okay,
in a different term.
Yeah, but that,
yeah,
but that's
that,
not. Okay, when
so,
you say.
Adonia,
go ahead.
But Adonia, time is one, singular. Times is two, plural. So that's three. And then
that clears it up for me because now you're talking about the second is talking about 2 years. You understand?
Right.
Not
time.
The second is talking about one and then two. It's the second is talking about 2 years. I get it now. I didn't get it before, but I'm telling you. Go ahead.
First one time singular, second one two times plural, which is two, and half a time, 3 years. That's the easy way.
I understand that now. But when I didn't understand it before. I beg your pardon.
Like
I said, man, if I don't see something, just like when we talk about the 28 days is 1 month. And then they try to add another day. I just don't get that at all, neither. So I mean, I'm gonna bring those things up when I hear things that I don't understand. I'm definitely gonna bring them up. Hallelujah.
No problem. Yes, sir. So we know that 290 days is the Most High is going. I mean, when we talk about the scriptures in terms of the 3.5 years. We got 1,260 days. So when you do it in days, that's still 3.5 years. When you do 42 months, when you do it in months, it's still 3.5 years. So this whole process is going to last. Like I said, when we get to the end of the 3.5 years, it's over with after that. Ain't nothing else left but for the Most High to come down with his chariot and his angels and wipe this place out. So we're not there yet. It's too many things that have to happen first. It's just
well, we have to see about all of those things that have to happen. I'm not sure that I can agree with that, but I don't have nothing to base my thinking on. I don't have anything to base it on. You understand? We'll have to see and watch it all play out.
It is really a lot to go through because then you've got the 1,000-year millennium, isn't it? to go through as well.
Yep.
But then it doesn't say that in the Old Testament. It says that forever righteousness will reign. That's what it says.
Well, Daniel chapter 7 does talk about the millennial. And we went over that when we did our class last week. That Daniel chapter 7 talks about that when the Ancient of Days came down to rule, that one like the Son of Man came with the chariot, and that he was given a kingdom and a dominion that would last. And so it does talk about, and we'll get into the whole 1,000-year reign. We're on our way there anyway on Saturday, so we can really start to break that down. But, I mean, you know, it's there. It's in the Old Testament. That's why I started.
I haven't seen that at all, man. I know it talks. I know it says that we're gonna reign forever. You understand? Hebrew Israelites will but if you make that plain, I will definitely go along with it. If you make that plain to me, you understand?
Okay, we'll make it plain.
I ain't one for just I don't follow. I don't follow just right behind somebody. I got to ask questions.
I understand. No problem at all. But guess what? We have come to the end of our show. But I'm looking forward to meeting everybody when we get on those ships. I know we're not going to meet everybody in Washington, D.C., but when the ships come and we get the opportunity to be there, we're going to be there, and we're going to rejoice, and we're going to cry, and we're going to head home.
Hallelujah.
We're going to head home. And they say a lot of them don't want us to go, but we're heading home.
Although I'm leaving you in Ghana, we will still rejoice.
Praise Yah. And on that note, you know what? I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight and helping to encourage the people, because we do need to have some encouraging going on, and we got to be ready to leave here when the time comes. And it's getting closer. It's getting closer and closer and closer. And we will be back here Thursday. We'll be on our newcomers call on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm gonna give you the number for that class. It's 319-527-9197. I'm gonna do it again. 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. And we look forward to you all joining us on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Thank you so much, Brother Adonia, Sister Aaliyah, and Sis from 757 Area Code. Thank you so much, and we will see you guys on Thursday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.